You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wives. Wife. No one. They shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
The government has announced $90 million in funding for specialist schools and facilities for students with disabilities. Disability and human rights groups are concerned about how this investment may undermine inclusive education and our obligations under the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. CCS Disability is New Zealand's largest support and disability advocacy organisation. I speak with the National Disability Leadership Coordinator for CCS Disability Action, Debbie Ward, about what this focus on specialist schools could mean for disabled students. Why is it important that students with disabilities be required to learn in mainstream environments?
The fundamental importance is that it's a child's right to have an inclusive education, and it's not a privilege, and it's about ensuring that every child, regardless of what their support needs might be, have an education alongside their non-disabled peers.
A recent ERA report found that many of the existing specialist school buildings are not adequate for their purposes. Do you think that there's a risk that a lack of funding for these schools could lead to children in specialist schools learning in potentially suboptimal environments?
I think it's important if families choose for their child to go to specialist schools that their learning environment in those specialist schools are a healthy learning environment, just like any other school and learning environment, that they're in a healthy place to learn. All schools should have a healthy learning environment.
There's currently $94 million in funding that's been announced for these specialist schools. What would be some alternative uses of funding that could do a better job in contributing to the creation of more positive outcomes for students with disabilities?
The important thing is that they're building relationships in their community and with their friends or the children that they might have gone to kindergarten with, whether they are disabled peers or not, that they get the same opportunity and the same right to go to the school down the road, the same school that maybe their siblings have gone to or are going to. I think the learning, that is the biggest concern that we have, is investing all this money into the specialist schools. It's around their buildings and infrastructure. It's not necessarily around the education and the opportunity to inclusive education. And if we are sending, if our government is sending a strong message that disabled kids need to go to specialised schools or be in a specialised classroom for their learning needs, that is just reinforcing segregation and limiting the potential opportunities for these young disabled children when they become adults. And some of these schools, these specialised schools, are a long way from a child's natural neighbourhood and natural supports where they're going to naturally build relationships with their local community and other kids in their communities.
This kind of relates to the answer that you've just given. What would you say are those negative impacts that learning in a specialist school environment can have on students with disabilities?
We're not saying, I'm not saying that it's a negative learning environment that these children are getting in specialist schools, not undermining the how valued they are by their teachers in specialist schools. It's more they're not necessarily going to have the same opportunities to experience ordinary life outcomes that other children, non-disabled children, might get to experience. The challenge, the building of friendships, the building of maybe a little bit of competition that might happen in a mainstream classroom that encourages people to learn, the ability to maybe make mistakes and learn from those, and also just networking with peers, children their own age, and having those just ordinary life outcome experiences that happen in a classroom environment. And sometimes in the specialist schools, those opportunities just for everyday, doing everyday things in everyday places, they don't get to necessarily experience that. Their opportunities are limited outside of the classroom environment, maybe in a playground and after school activities that part of a mainstream school life offers and where you get more choices to integrate and to be seen and valued for who you are as an individual and a person, and the emphasis is not necessarily put on what your differences are that might happen in a specialist school environment.
With this negative impact in mind, why do you think Aero might be reporting that specialist schools are able to deliver a high quality of education to students by tailoring learning environments to their specific needs?
I think when you think about specialist schools, the number of children in the classroom is often way less than in a mainstream classroom. So the ratio, the teacher-child ratio is much smaller, so you might get some more dedicated experience, one-on-one time with a teacher or a teacher aide, and the teacher may have more time to invest into a disabled child. So of course, naturally, the learning opportunities and experiences might have radically different learning outcomes, but that would apply into a mainstream setting too. If any child had more one-on-one time with a teacher and the time had teacher had capacity to invest time into the children and each of the children in their classroom, then the outcomes, their learning outcomes, are going to be radically different as well. So I don't think it should be looked at from a specific that it's because of a child's impairment. Any classroom that's going to have a smaller number of children and the teacher has more capacity to invest into each of the children, they're going to have a more positive learning experience. That it's just natural that that would occur. However, like I say, in a smaller classroom environment, if you're just in a classroom with other children with impairments, they're not necessarily going to get the same opportunities to experience what they might in a classroom of peers their own age with diverse learning needs and diverse children, non-disabled and disabled.
That's all I've got today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I'd like to add is that it's really unclear whether the government has committed any funding or going to commit funding into mainstream education for disabled children to increase the capacity for disabled children to get the same learning outcomes in a mainstream setting than they would in a specialist school setting. And it would be really good to know what the government's commitment is, because investing all this money into specialist schools to upgrade their facilities gives even more reasons for principals to turn away disabled children from learning in their schools, because the specialist school in that community is available, but yet the right of that child and the parents' rights to have all their children going to the same school is overlooked. That would be the only thing I would have to add.
That was the National Disability Leadership Coordinator for CCS Disability Action, Debbie Ward, speaking to me about the announced funding for specialist schools and facilities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.